This episode of Not About Wrestling is sponsored by Tempo, dedicated to giving people nonstop energy, superior strength, and incomparable confidence. Tempo supplements guarantee you'll never miss a beat, thanks to its special formulation of natural ingredients and essential nutrients, made only with the safest standards. There are two versions of Tempo: Hungover as Fuck, a natural alcohol hangover supplement, and Fuck Coffee, a supplement for clarity and focus. Check out both at meettempo.com. Find your rhythm with Tempo. Hey everybody, it's Chris, and welcome to another episode of Not About Wrestling. On today's show, I'm talking to Ring of Honor star Dalton Castle. The self-proclaimed Peacock is a former Ring of Honor World Champion and World Six-Man Champion. In this interview, Dalton and I talk about a lot of stuff. We talk about his love of professional wrestling at an early age, not being allowed to watch wrestling in his house, a traumatizing karaoke moment in the family barn, traveling, video rental stores, and one of his favorite tag team partners of all time, the Honky Tonk Man. Yes, the Honky Tonk Man. Plus, in the middle of the interview, there's an accident somewhere in Dalton's house, and the drama is tense. So, please enjoy. And now, entering the ring, hailing from Rochester, New York, this is Dalton Castle. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Not About Wrestling, the show where we don't talk about wrestling except when we talk about wrestling. I am here today with Dalton Castle. Dalton, what's up, my friend?
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I just realized before we jumped on this call, today's kind of a special day. Do you know what today is?
Oh, my God. Is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
It is not my birthday.
I didn't do anything. I feel terrible.
Your presence is all the gift I need.
You know what? That makes me sound cheap, but thank you.
So today is, and I'm going to give you a little audio here. Let's get ready. Today is.
Oh, seamless.
September 21st.
Did something play over the audio?
Oh, you can't hear it? Anything. Oh, no. Well, it's okay. I'll splice it in. It's September 21st. It's September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Today is literally, I didn't know it was September 21st. Like
that song was so when I was like maybe 7 or 8, I was real young. My family used to have these huge family reunions, like 200 people for like 7 days. And one of them, we had this like hoedown in a barn, pretty cool. And we were having karaoke night. And I remember trying to sing that song in karaoke in front of my whole family. And just kind of ruining the evening. If you've never heard a 7-year-old try to sing Earth, Wind, and Fire with no rhythm.
Did you know the words?
I could read. Okay. I mean, it was karaoke.
Okay. But I thought, like, did you plan on that song? Or did someone throw that song at you? Like, how'd that happen?
I think we were looking at the booklet, and it was the first one that, like, I recognized. Or maybe my sister knew that I've heard it. Okay. Didn't mean I knew the words, didn't mean I could do it, but I did it because I'm fearless.
So the reviews were not good?
No, I got kicked out of the family. Can't use the family name, changed my name to Dalton Castle after that, and I've been on the run ever since.
Yeah, that's a shame. So I really brought up a bad memory.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But I just found out today, I didn't know that the song was an exact date, September 21st.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like today,
I thought it was
just
late September.
That's what I thought,
back
too.
Back in 63?
Yeah. Wait, wasn't that Oh What a Night? now you're confusing two shitty songs.
That is the song that I sang at karaoke. So
so we're still good with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. What did I do? That's Frankie Valli, right?
Yeah. That's, yeah, the Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
I mean, there's really no, that is an awful song. Like, there's no way to make that song better.
Move it to maybe, I don't know, October.
Yeah.
And the leaves are changing and it's a little prettier.
Yeah. But what I find interesting about this song and many songs like this, the brilliance of naming it after a day or a year so that every year it's got to be brought up again no matter what.
Not if you name it after a year, you get the one go. Unless, you, of course, you're the Black Eyed Peas and you like are talking about your so 3008.
But what about 1999? Like, I feel like they still play that Prince song every New Year's.
Well, it's Prince. Oh, you think it's only New Year's that plays? I don't know. I go to bed at 9 p.m. every night, no matter what day it is. So I have no idea what they play on New Year's.
Okay. So, yeah, they usually play it on New Year's. So because leading up to 1999, people were excited and they want to party like it's 1999. But now people play it because they want to go back like it's 1999.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about the year 1999?
I was still in college.
Oh, I was in middle school. Did you guys freak out? Did you guys Y2K freak out?
No, funny story about Y2K.
I'll be the judge if it's funny.
Okay, that's fair. I was actually with my family, and 10 seconds before midnight, we were at my aunt's house. It was like a room full of like 60, 70 people. Yeah. I ran downstairs and at the stroke of midnight, turned the circuit breaker off for the entire house.
Classic.
And heard screams.
Did you do that warranted? Did you like, was it your idea to do that? Or did like
older
somebody
cousin.
Met older cousins said, let's do this. Yeah. That happened at the house I was at. We were at a friend's house where the parents, you know, they had cool parents. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're going to go to an adult party. You kids stay here and have your own party. I think it was sixth grade, but his brother was 2 years older, so there was older kids there too. But yeah, they turned the circuit breaker on us. No clue who did it. I felt like everybody was accounted for. We were also up drinking hooch all night and Zimas.
What was your favorite hooch?
It was the first night I had it. It was like a lemon lime one. Ooh. It was very sour. But we only drank the hooch because we ran out of Zimas.
Do they still make Zimas? Did those come back?
Dude, my first trip to Japan, they sell them in gas stations. And I just loaded up. I was like buying loose Zimas, wrapping them up in my old socks and putting them in like my luggage to bring them home. I brought like a six pack of Zima home and it was worth it.
And they were called Zimas.
Yeah. The classic little clear bottle.
Oh, man.
Sleek look. But the tops, they don't like screw off like a regular bottle here in America. It's like you pull a tab and it pops off and it's really sharp. You know that Jimmy Buffett song where he's like talking about stepping on things? Mm-hmm. A pop top? I think he was talking about a Zima.
Oh, that makes sense.
In Japan.
What is that the oddest thing you've ever smuggled back home from wrestling?
Probably. Yeah, I don't bring a lot of illegal things home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't buy a whole lot of souvenirs. I usually just kind of take little videos and photos. Anything that I take from different lands, it goes in my belly. It's usually food.
That makes sense. Did you keep any of the Zima bottles or like, did you kind of?
I don't think so. I always thought I was going back.
I don't think any of us are. I wonder if you could still get them. I mean, I wonder what the protocol is going to be now for places like that where you can get liquor. I guess you can still get liquor.
I remember there was like maybe 2 years ago, there was like a marketing ploy that it popped back up in America in some regions for like a year. I don't know I'm sure you could still find it. I just miss the commercials.
Yeah.
The people stuck to their furniture walking into bars. I kept thinking as a kid, I'm going to have that problem someday because my grandparents keep the vinyl over their couch and like their air conditioner is never working. So clearly I'm going to need a Zima.
Mm. Is that why you brought them home? Do you think that I feel this way? Do you think that commercials and stuff don't resonate the way they did when we were kids? Like you just remembered a Zima commercial from God knows how many years ago, but I couldn't name one commercial that I saw yesterday.
There's two theories that I'm thinking. One, I think we're smart to the bullshit, right? It's like now when we see a commercial, we can spot it right away. And there's part of our brain that just shuts it out. We don't pay attention anymore. Also, when we were younger, very limited on what kind of entertainment we were getting. Like, commercials were just more videos on the screen because we only had, like, I don't know, 30 channels, and mm-hmm. we weren't watching them all. Mm-hmm. I remember the toys. Toys and commercials used to, like, move and talk, and I bought into it. Mm-hmm. What was a toy that you got that you were disappointed by?
The most disappointing toy. I wouldn't say I'm disappointing, but when the WWF wrestling figures first came out, they were like that rubber, and you couldn't do anything with them. So literally, like, one guy could only elbow drop. One guy, like, you couldn't move them or do anything. So
yeah.
How about you?
I don't know. I remember, I didn't actually get it. I remember 10 years, younger than 10. Mm-hmm. We used to get the Toys R Us catalog.
Yes.
And I'd flip through every Christmas and circle things because I'm a spoiled little brat. I'm like, get me this. And then I just leave it on my mom's bed. There was like this little boat. It was, you know, those like rocking horse things you mm-hmm. put in the living room, and they're just shaped like a fire truck or a boat or a dragon. There was a boat one, and like the picture looked like he was floating around and driving around a pool. Like, it was a little motorized personalized boat. And I was like, oh my God, I need this. We have a pool. Mm-hmm. And my mom tried to explain to me, no, that's not what that is. That's for toddlers. And I was like, I don't care. I want it. She was too smart to buy it just to crush my dreams.
You can buy one now.
I am rich. I should do that.
You should. Just a boat.
You want one?
I do. I want you to have a pool party, and I just want everyone has to be on those floats.
Roundabouts from my friends.
I mean, that's when the... Good.
It wasn't a float.
Okay.
It was just a living room toy that I thought went in the pool.
But what made you think that it went in the pool?
The marketing. The picture of the kid looked like he was a pirate.
I'm going to assume someone probably drowned, and they didn't sell it anymore.
My mom saved my life.
She did. That always bothered me when one dumb kid ruined it for everybody.
Go on.
Like, you'd have a toy, and okay, so for example, my son puts together Lego sets, and they have the little things where you can shoot the little, like, they have little, like, shooters that...
Oh, yeah, the Lego sets with the little things where you can shoot, yeah.
It's sex toys. I'm talking about sex toys. But... every single one has the guy's face with an X through it and, like, one shooting at his eye. So, like, don't shoot somebody in the eye. So somebody got a Lego in the eye, and now they probably own half the company, and now they have to warn everyone.
Mm.
You know?
Well, it might help if Lego just stopped creating tiny murder weapons.
But then what would my son do all day?
That's a great point. And what would Will Arnett do? With his beautiful voice.
Yeah.
If we don't have Lego, we don't got Lego movies. If we don't have Lego movies, we don't have Will Arnett.
That's a world I don't want to live in.
Without Will Arnett or without Lego?
Both. Without Will Arnett doing Lego voices.
Oh, I did like Lego. I feel like I didn't have a lot of them, but I played with them a lot.
Well, we didn't have sets when we were kids.
Yeah, it was just like loose bricks.
Yeah, and you had to make shit. You had to use your imagination, which was always like gun or sword or gun sword. Like, now they have sets that make things.
Yeah, I have a nephew who loves them, and like we gave him one for Christmas, and I was gonna play in the kitchen with him, and he opened them, and it looked complicated, and some kids just click and they just do it real fast, and where's the fun? All right, where's the part where they get frustrated and throw things and break it? That's how I remember playing with Lego.
Do you remember a toy that you had as a kid that you broke and you were just devastated?
A didgeridoo.
Oh, God.
I was more of a teenager, and my parents brought me home a didgeridoo from Australia. Mm-hmm. And I lived like a slob in my room. I remember there was a good chunk of a couple of years where my bedroom floor was just covered in like clothes mm-hmm. and just teenager crap. Mm-hmm. And I remember stepping on the didgeridoo through a pile of clothes, and it broke right down the middle. And it went from being to So I had a tough time summoning all my my Aboriginal brothers after that.
Have you ever wrestled in Australia?
I did. Yeah, a couple of years ago. In fact, I was supposed to go back in April, and something happened. I forget what it was that canceled the trip.
I wonder. That could have
been. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I kissed a wallaby while I was there, pet a kangaroo, saw an echidna.
Wow. What's your favorite country to travel to?
I think Japan. Yeah. That
just
one.
For Zima? Just for Zima?
Yeah, but I ran out, so put it to the top of the list.
I got to go to Japan.
Japan was great. Switzerland. I've been to Switzerland twice, and I keep wanting to go back. I feel like that one place, I'll find something great to do every single time. I don't know. I like things with cool outdoors areas. You got a mountain and an ocean, which is most countries.
I think so.
I want to visit.
I think you just named every country.
You a traveler?
I try to be. I don't get around as much. I've traveled a lot in New Jersey, which is its own adventure.
Yeah. It's a whole different world.
Yeah. Have you ever found yourself, might have been in the middle of a wrestling ring, might have been in on a plane. Have you ever found yourself just stopping and going, didn't see this being the place where I'd end up, kind of, you know, out of body experience, kind of like, wow.
Not so much when there's proud moments. Like anytime I get on an airplane to go wrestle somewhere, I have this weird moment on the airplane where I like self-realization, where I go, this is happening. This is my life. I feel gratitude and happy and lucky. Where I question, how did I get here in like a bad way? That happened more like on the independent scene. I don't really, I haven't gotten to like wrestle in the indies. Like that's kind of a downfall of being contracted to Ring of Honor. It's great. I love the place and you get to live a comfortable life. It's much easier wrestling for Ring of Honor. But I miss some of the weird circuses. I would just end up in these weird tiny country towns, seeing old friends or seeing people that I didn't know you could get in a ring.
Did you ever find yourself wrestling an icon, like, or a person that you looked up to as a kid?
You want, like, a lot of times. Yeah, okay. I've been in the ring with a lot of people.
Okay, so who's the one that you would just right off the bat go, I can't believe that. Like, if you told 12-year-old you that one day you were going to be wrestling this person and they told you to get the hell out.
I had a match with Matt Hardy and Rey Mysterio once.
Okay.
That was a big moment. Tommy Dreamer was really cool. That was before I even got to Ring of Honor. So, who sticks out? Now I feel like I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings.
I don't think they'd be upset. I mean, you could literally wrestled thousands of people. I think they're going to be like, God damn it, Dalton didn't say me.
No, there's weird moments like where you just start realizing your career is actually a real career. You're actually you're moving the right direction. Or am I moving the wrong direction? Like I've been in a tag match with the Honky Tonk Man somewhere in Preston, England. And then I've wrestled with Mark Haskins and John Morrison in Rome. None of us knew each other and we all just meet there. It's such a weird, but that was like 4 years ago when I was still just kind of getting into the international scene.
You got a good Honky Tonk Man story?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I just remember he got in the ring and he did this. So I was his partner. And what were the tag team name? They're really good dudes. I can't think of their name off the top of my head.
Well, this is what you do. Just move your mouth and I'll edit in their name later. There you go. And then when you remember, we'll put it in.
So they're like a bit of a comedy act. So he gets in and he goes like stutter steps, three steps, and they like powder off. And then they come back in and he did it again. He didn't move. He just stomped his feet like three times. Twice. One, two, three. And they move. One, two, three. And then they take a powder and he turns around, laughs at me, tags me, and he goes, "Whew, I'm blown up." Then, then he did the coolest thing. Finished the match. Great match. We had this real fun thing where we're smashing cups over people's heads. Mm-hmm. We leave. He does like his honky tonk concert where he sings his theme music.
Ooh, he does that, huh? Wow. He does.
Yeah. Well, not live. It plays over the thing. And he does the whole thing, sings the thing. I think it looped 3 times he did it. And they were into it just as mildly the second time and the third time as they were the first.
Now,
commitment was my favorite. I loved it.
Now, did you have to stand there and like vamp the whole time? What were you doing?
I was in the back. Yeah. I already had my boots off.
Oh, you're in the back already? Yeah. I thought you were kind of like there, just like clapping along. Like,
it's a long song. I'm not staying 9 minutes. I'm not staying out there.
It's a 9 minute song?
Well, he did 3 times.
Oh, okay. I thought each one, I was like, wow, a 27 minute Honky Tonk Man appearance. Wow. I mean, that's always amazing.
When you didn't get it all out in the ring, if you got some art inside you, you gotta spill it out or it'll kill you. I mean, it's like a 9-hour flight home. You don't want to just sit there thinking, what if I didn't do it 3 times? No, I'm going to do it 3 times.
Maybe he wasn't really blown up. Maybe he was trying to save himself for the performance.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think he was blown up. I don't know. I don't know him well enough if he was just making me laugh or...
I'm going to say a little both.
It worked.
When you were a kid, did you get into like collecting wrestling stuff? Like, did you collect belts and things?
Oh, I was in a match with Jushin Thunder Liger.
That's amazing.
A bunch of matches.
Yeah.
That's amazing. The first time, yeah, blew my mind. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just remember him coming out after I entered the ring. And it was just, that was the moment where I was like, what is happening? I turned to Bobby Cruz and I said, this is the best day of my life. He beat me.
Have you had anyone come up to you now and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm wrestling Dalton Castle? Like, have you?
No, I haven't wrestled in 6 months.
Before that. Like, no one's ever like come up and fanboyed you and been like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm wrestling you?
It's happened. It does. Mm. It feels empty. Okay. Just because I don't know. It's weird to think that about yourself, but it is, it's cool. It's no, nobody looks at me. I'm not Rey Mysterio.
But no, you don't. I mean, come on, everyone, you know,
everyone, I think people are polite and they say, hey, I know who you are. I've watched some of your matches. Here's my ideas.
Has anyone ever said, weren't you the Honky Tonk Man's tag team partner?
Yeah, every time. That's how I get introduced. They're like, you're the jump. He is the one who gave you the idea for a jumpsuit. And I was like, no, he handed me his jumpsuit and said, you wear this and you take it forever. And that's why you never see Honky Tonk in a jumpsuit anymore.
Because you took it over.
Yeah. He was half asleep when he promised me it, and I took it from him. I think he regrets it.
Right now, there's a naked Honky Tonk Man walking around.
That I'd book.
The one thing that I wanted as a kid, like we were talking about toys before, in the back of the wrestling magazines, I don't know if you remember this, they used to advertise actual belts. And the belts were like real made belts for like $175, $200. And I would like beg my parents, and they were not anywhere close, like $200 belt, but these are like legit belts. And I always wondered like what would have happened had I got one.
When you mean legit belts, you mean like the tight, like their full size title, yes, like a dinner plate?
Like you guys are walking around with like legit belts. Mm-hmm. They're in the back of like the PWIs and those type of magazines.
What was your question about that?
My question was, like, did you have anything, like, wrestling-wise that you wanted? Like, that's what I wanted. That's all I wanted as a kid.
Bret Hart's jacket was pretty cool.
Okay.
I set my goals for something more realistic, like Davy Boy Smith's Matilda. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to get that dog. Not a dog, that dog. I had it planned out. I was going to go to one of the wrestling events. It's going to get hot during the Davy Boy Smith match, mm-hmm. take off my jacket, put it over Matilda, and then walk away. And then my brother would go, oh, no, you forgot your jacket. Scoop up the jacket and the puppy, and we'd be on our way with a beautiful dog who became my best friend forever.
I'd pay to see that. You know, Bret Hart's jacket was stolen once in a storyline.
Oh, yeah, then who was that? It was was it PCO?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's fighting right there. You steal somebody's jacket.
I didn't have a lot of wrestling like memorabilia when I was younger. I don't know why. I don't even think I had toys. Maybe I did. One of the most wrestling things I had was maybe Hot Topic was just starting to sell t-shirts at the mall. And my mother knew we liked Stone Cold. So she brought me home a Austin 316 shirt, but like not the plain white print. It was like blue and like skulls on it. Brought me that home and it was an XL. I'm in eighth, maybe seventh grade, sixth grade. Yeah, I think I wore it once around the house and I never wore it in public. I'd probably fit now. I should go get it.
A cute nightshirt.
Yeah. <Back then. laughs> Long tube socks and a long Stone Cold shirt to the knees.
Thanks, Mom. You knew enough about me that I liked wrestling, but not my size.
Yeah, I don't. I think she. You'll grow into it, she said.
That's the most parent thing ever. But, like, if you were at a store and you wanted to get something that was that large, she'd be like, that's ridiculous. I'm not buying you that. That's too big.
But by herself.
Yeah.
She's like, how big is he?
Yeah.
It was like thinking about it. It's a pretty sweet memory because my parents were not supportive of our wrestling habit. We weren't allowed to watch it.
Really?
Like we had a bedtime. We had to be in bed before wrestling went on. So we had me and my brother who's closest to my age. He's 2 years older. We would have to watch it upstairs. So our bedrooms were next to each other. And then across from his bedroom was my parents. And then right next to their door was the stairwell. Well, a big open foyer, middle class, no big deal. And there was a giant bay window, big window that you could see if somebody was walking around the corner towards the stairs. So we would stand outside my parents' room with 1 foot in their room, watching their TV on mute. And like right on the other side of our left eye was looking down the stairs so we could see if someone was walking up. And if anybody came around the corner, we would turn the TV off from the remote control, throw the remote to their bed, and then sprint into our bedrooms and dive in.
Do you remember what you were watching?
We were flipping through between Nitro and Raw.
Nitro and Raw.
Yeah, we're going through between them both.
That's really putting in a lot just to watch wrestling.
You know what? You find a way to do the things you love.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Do you remember one of your fondest wrestling memories as a kid, like watching on TV, like something that stuck with you?
Honky Tonk related.
It's Honky Tonk related? Go for it.
another weird loophole I had to go through to get wrestling was I had this friend in sixth grade. His name was Josh, and his father was the security guard at the school. Mm-hmm. Unrelated, other than he was not called Josh. He was called Bob's son because Bob was his dad's name. So we all call him Bob's son. And he was such a nice dude. His dad would always order the pay-per-views, but my parents weren't ordering them. So he would record them on VHS, and then every Monday morning after a pay-per-view, he would have it for me to watch. And it was the Royal Rumble. And me and my brother race home, we put it in, and we're just watching it. And just make an offhanded joke. I was like, I bet the next one's going to be Honky Tonk Man who comes out. Because we haven't seen him in years.
Right.
And then he came out, and I called it, and I felt like I was a genius. I felt like I was a psychic. Wow. Superpowers. And I was like, that's him. That's my tag partner.
You're a clairvoyant. You could see. Is that what clairvoyant means? Yeah.
No, I think she was an old actress.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're thinking of the show My So-Called Life? Is that clairvoyant?
Oh, clairvoyant. I believe you're right. I wish I had a memory like yours. It's impressive. I want to say that it's funny that the guy was like handing you contraband. Like literally, like you weren't allowed to have wrestling. And he's like, yeah, kid, have some wrestling tapes.
It's not that we weren't like allowed to, well, they just wouldn't go out of their way to support it. Like okay. They wouldn't walk in and see us watching it and be like, get out of my house. Just, we weren't allowed to watch it when it was time to be in bed, or we weren't allowed to buy the pay-per-views. So, oh, that was another thing. My parents would go out of town. And mm-hmm. they would get us a babysitter, and they'd, mm-hmm. you know, give her money to buy mm-hmm. us food and rent us videos. Mm-hmm. All we did was rent Coliseum videos from the grocery store movie store.
Nice.
Did your grocery store have a movie section in it?
I think you could buy movies, but we had a lot of video stores. We had a lot of video stores with the porn section in the back.
Oh, yes. Video. All right. I was like I'm still in groceries.
Yeah. We had a lot of grocery stores with porn sections. Mm-hmm. It was right by, we had a lot of...
right next to the cucumbers.
Yeah. That's why to this day I can't eat salad. But no, we had the video stores where in the back there was a curtain. And then you went through the curtain and that's where all the bad videos were.
How old were you the first time you and your friends pushed each other through the curtain?
Probably like 12 or 13. Well, you got close. You got to that section and then you kind of got like close to it and you were kind of like, the way you and your brother were like half looking at the screen, half looking at the down the steps.
Right, because at that year, it was basically the same thing. We were watching the Attitude Era, so there's definitely just naked girls on the TV.
Exactly. Do you think that's why your parents weren't down for it?
Yeah, probably. They were pretty progressive, then realized how misogynistic and terrible the programming was back then. Like, oh yeah, this is empowering for women. What? Great. Keep this on. Stay up till 11.
Well, your parents didn't want you watching wrestling, but you showed them.
Now I make them watch wrestling.
Do they watch?
My mom watches. My grandmother watches a lot. Mm. My mom sees it when once in a while. Mm-hmm. My grandma will text me. I guess the real text I got Monday. I saw. I can pull it up. I don't know why it's important I get the wording right.
You don't want to misquote your grandma.
Oh my God! Could you imagine her character being jeopardized this late in her life? Said, I saw you Saturday and Sunday, but you got pinned both times. Tell them to let you win soon.
That's such a grandma thing to say.
I get those all the time. No matter what it is, she just likes to say what day she saw me and if I won or lost. You got beat up on Saturday.
Do you call her ahead of time and go, Grandma, you're going to be want to be watching this week?
Yeah, be because. Useless.
Because I win.
Oh, yeah. I did find out she's the best. She called her, like, cable provider because they, like, changed her DVR box. And it's, like, she had all these episodes of ROH saved on it that I was on. And they, like, gave her a new DVR box, so they were gone. And she called and complained about it. And then I think they called the Sinclair office to mention it to them. And then, like, Chrissy, who no longer works there, like, found out through something that somebody said they were my grandma. They called the cable company, then they called Sinclair. And then I get a message from Sinclair, and I was like, oh my God, can we send her a DVD or something? So yeah, got my best of.
Well, you know what? That just proves like grandmas know what they're doing. She made one phone call and shit happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. But how sweet of Ring of Honor and Sinclair to be like, oh my God, this woman can't watch her grandkid. We got to get his matches to her. That's the coolest.
That's super nice. I hope she watches the DVD once a week and she keeps on calling you. Dalton, you lost again.
I don't lose in my best of. You think I'm putting matches where I lose on there?
That'd be a hell of a best of. kind of best of.
I might have losses on there. Now that I think about it.
Oh, I mean, it could still be a great match and you could lose.
Majority of the matches in Ring of Honor I have lost. So,
yeah.
I guess the odds are against me.
There you go. So, yeah, you
could talking wrestling.
Yeah, I know. We're talking wrestling too much. We have to go. We went from right from 1999 to I wrote down some other stuff that we can talk about because this is
a that big... Is that more of like a crutch or just a tell of how one-dimensional we are?
It's more like I know a lot of you guys and girls talk about wrestling all the time.
Yeah,
and so everything
going on.
Yeah, and so I feel like it's the last thing you'd want to talk about. So it's the ploy to get people on, like, we're not going to talk about wrestling, which I haven't. Like, you know, all the shows I've done, we've gotten into wrestling because it's the person's career. You know, we've talked about it, but we've talked around it with other things. So I kind of try to make it not all about wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, so show everyone's a little bit two-dimensional.
So it's not you, it's me. I keep leaning back into it because I'm so uninteresting.
No, it's me. I brought up my obsession with the wrestling belts, and that was my fault.
So did you buy one?
No, they were $200. I want to buy one now, but then at this stage in my life, I don't know if buying a wrestling belt is where I should concentrate my life. As I say this with wrestling figures standing right behind me.
I think you're stupid because the value is only going to appreciate.
That's true.
The market for wrestling belts is going up. It's big, big business right now.
I noticed on your website you have a little wrestling buddy kind of thing that kind of piqued my interest.
What website was that?
Your main website. Hold on.
Probably theplanetpeacock.com.
Yes. It
I
was.
I just wanted you to say it out loud.
Oh, you wanted me to plug it? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I found some like site that I wasn't supposed to be on, but yes, The Planet Peacock. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, I just sold out of those. I got to remove that from the page.
Son of a bitch. You don't have one just hanging around?
Somebody bought it like 2 weeks ago.
Your grandmother, wasn't it?
It was her. Paid full price.
Buy all of these. And then I'm going to make them beat himself.
I got to get them to maybe print some more. There was talks of coming out with a different color one. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be the first to buy one.
I would hope so. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Not me.
We're good.
Good. All right, good. I thought that was your way to get out. Like, if the interview's not going well, break something in the house so I can get home.
No way. I had to get up and expose the dirty dishes behind me. I feel embarrassed now.
Editing. I go editing room floor.
Something fell, crashed down the hall. I thought one of the cats broke something. But
cats. I have a cat, too. They're always getting into things.
It was just their curtains fell out of the window. Real dangerous.
Oh, my God. Is the cat okay?
The cat has not been seen. We found a note. I'm going to read it after this.
Okay. I can't wait.
Every 3 months, she leaves town and goes on a bender. She usually goes to Las Vegas. Sometimes she goes to New York. Just sits outside the old theater where cats used to play.
Do you think she has another family?
Yeah, secret cat family?
Yeah.
She hangs out with dogs down the road.
Dogs. Dogs are bad influences.
All right, sniffing everything, barking.
Yeah, dogs. I like dogs. I don't think I could own a dog. Too much.
I like dogs.
I love them.
I do think about that a lot because I've wanted one for a while, but for years I used to live in like apartments where you couldn't have one. Cats were okay. And now I think about, you gotta like pay attention to them all day. But I guess when they're cute, that's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I just can't have an ugly dog. What do you got? You got animals?
I have children.
Oh, so, oof, messy.
Yeah, you really have to pay attention to them.
How many children?
Two.
What do they eat?
Usually the cat's food sometimes.
Are you a wet or dry food?
Usually wet, but then I don't like how it kind of smells in the litter box because they all go at the same place.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want my kids using my toilet.
Yeah. If they're not litter box trained, then you wouldn't be able to leave them for weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, that's when I do most of my work, when I leave them. No, I have two kids and one cat, and he's kind of like rubbing up on me right now. But yeah, you know, I'm living the life, living the bachelor lifestyle. Ironically, bringing it all full circle, the Earth, Wind, and Fire song September was the only song that I was allowed to pick out at my wedding.
What? Who did you marry? Hitler? You weren't allowed to... You weren't allowed to pick up music at your own wedding?
No, I was. It was the only song I was allowed. You know when they bring out the the bridal party and they like do the announcing?
That was your guys' entrance?
Yeah, that was our entrance, which is a fantastic entrance.
That is a good one. It was like, back in 1963. Right? That's the one?
It's not the one.
What's the song called again? September?
The da-na-na-na-na, and it goes on and on, something to remember, on and on. Let me see if I unplug and
September
play.
By the light, revved up like a douche, just September in the night.
Can you hear now? I mean, it's a great wedding song, right?
Yeah.
So Hitler said that. Okay.
So you can't put this on YouTube anymore?
No, I can.
Oh, cool.
No one's gonna go looking for us. Now I think it was only 20 seconds. But the funny thing about that, I was just gonna tell you about this, the 21st night of September. Oh my God, I just had what I was gonna say. I can't remember. But yeah, so, I remembered. We had a band and I said to the band, do you know this song? And they looked at me like, for real? Like, did you just ask us if we know this song?
Oh.
Yeah.
As in like, duh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they know the Frankie Valli song.
No, I know both songs. I wanna make it clear.
I know. I mean, everyone knows that song. Like. Mm-hmm. Have you ever like played a song for somebody like that's like a really big song and they're just like, I have no idea what you're talking about?
Oh, I know, right? Every time I play the soundtrack from Romeo and Juliet, everybody's like, what? Who's at Carnegie's? I'm like, the best.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any idea any of the songs on that album. Are you going to play it now? Are you calling it up?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that my joke was correct. I feel like I'm... All right, I was right. Yeah.
So you don't care that you don't remember the guys you wrestled, but you want to make sure you're Romeo and Juliet.
I remember them all. I just don't remember who it meant the most to me. Yeah.
No, the one where you wrestled with Honky Tonk Man, you don't remember who you wrestled against.
I do. I know. I have their face in my head. Mm-hmm. I've wrestled with them before, and they're very funny. I just don't remember their names. And handsome. Both of them were handsome.
You should just talk them up as much
that help?
As you can. Yes. Handsome, funny, great wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you just named everybody.
I think they called their name Bromance, was their team name, maybe?
I don't know. Let's say Bromance. I'm going to look it up right now.
I might be wrong.
Let's see. No, the only thing that popped up was actually Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins popped up. And then
one of their names, Trevor, maybe?
And then a lot of collegiate wrestlers hugging.
Oh, you know who it was? It was the band Nelson.
Oh.
Yeah, it was those guys.
Wow.
They had jean jackets and long blonde hair.
God, that just took me back. And I was going to make a joke and then realized my joke would have been Wilson Phillips.
Name your top five Nelson songs. Go. Your favorite top five.
Mbop.
That's the one.
September.
Uh-huh.
Hold On for One More Day.
Yes.
Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. And
one more.
The one about Alexander Hamilton.
That's the one. The interlude, right?
Yeah. I'm blanking on Nelson songs. I know the song, but.
The Overture? Is that your favorite one? That
they sing? It is. The one where, what did I miss? What did I miss? That one. That my kids sing all day long.
Is that Jefferson? It's back in town?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having flashbacks. Well, Dalton, I had a great time. We could do this forever, but I think you have more things in your house that need to break.
I have to go fix that.
Yeah. You have something to do for the rest of the day.
You jealous?
A little bit. So anything else you want to talk about? Plug, Ring of Honor's coming back.
Yeah. So yeah, watch the new episodes of Ring of Honor. My episode already aired. The latest one. So we're two deep. Mm. I don't know when this is going up.
Probably next week.
Oh, good. By the time that this airs, my latest Planet Peacock should be on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
I documented my whole experience trying to record TV with COVID for Ring of Honor. So you can see me slowly slip into madness because I had to spend a lot of time in a hotel room alone. But I find things to entertain. So you can get a little inside look that way.
Cool. Can't wait. That's it. Put that in the bottom of this article so everyone can watch it.
Cool.
When it goes up.
Neat.
Dalton, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. This was fun. And I'll think of you later when I'm in the tub.
And that brings another episode of Not About Wrestling to a close. Guests of the Not About Wrestling show stay in their own damn houses. If you like the show, please share it on social or leave a review on iTunes. And remember to subscribe to Not About Wrestling on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/brobible and find the Not About Wrestling section. Thanks again for listening or watching, and see you all next week. Well, I won't see you at all. You know what I mean.